Good morning and welcome in. It is the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands. That time again here on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. Hey, it's so wonderful to have you with us this morning. My name is Gary David. I'll be joined by Larry Harris from Classic Systems, the Pure Air Systems, keeping your home and you and your family healthy. We'll talk all about that coming up in just about 20 minutes or so. Janine Curry will be by in the next half hour. She's the owner of Property Loss Management. We'll talk about, again, how you can be sure that if you suffer some sort of a real property loss, you're getting what you should be getting and how Property Loss Management can help you out. But we start with Michael Nicholson, the co-owner of the Moving Squad on this Saturday morning. Good morning, my friend. How are you, man?
Good morning. Good moving. Good morning, sir.
There you go, man. First of all, let me say this. I know it was several days back, but Veterans Day, we celebrated the 101st Veterans Day this past Wednesday. I know you I almost messed up here and said former Marine. Once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine.
You are 100% correct, young man.
So, yeah, hoo-ah. So thank you for your service, Michael.
Yes, sir. 245 years.
Yeah, the Marine's birthday was the day before Veterans Day.
Yes.
This past week. So, yeah. Yeah. And thank you to all of you who have served and continue to serve this great country and your families as well, because, you know, as a Marine, your family sacrifices a lot, too.
Yeah. When I talk to a lot of service people, I certainly talk to the spouses and thank them because they, you know, the active duty member serves, you know, our service is easy. It's the family that really takes the brunt of everything. You know, we'll be gone several months at a time and just left to figure it out.
Yeah, as an Air Force brat, I know exactly what that's all about. Well, let's talk a little moving here today, and you know, let's start off, Michael, by mentioning your website address,
movingsquadscforsouthcarolina.com.
And this is more than just a page to advertise your business. I mean, there's all sorts of helpful stuff.
Yes, I do have one of the things I really like on there. Took us, you know, about a year to work through all the kinks with all the testing, but it's running really solid now. But it's an online inventory form that somebody that's out of state moving in, you know, for me to be able to get a real accurate inventory for them as far as putting together an estimate, or someone that's here in the Midlands that they're just extremely busy with life, so they can actually take that inventory form, and it's all digital. So it's not printing anything out and filling out and scanning it in. It's all digital, and you just walk through your house and do your inventory, and then I can base an estimate off of that and get it right over to you.
Is there a way? Just curious. Once a prospective client does that, can they save that? Can they print that? And the reason I ask is for insurance purposes. I mean, for any time.
Yes. Yes.
It's a great way to inventory your household items.
Yes. Once I go through and finalize it, it is printable at that point. And I will say on our information tab, I have a number of checklists to go through that has like a 6-week countdown to your move. But I also put the insurance information form, which is that huge form on the back of all of legal movers, all of our bill of ladens, that's very small print that's on the back of that form that's like 4 pages stuffed into one. I've got that uploaded on the website as well, so people can read through all of that ahead of time, and see the 60 cents per pound line. The way to go through arbitration if you have the unfortunate event of something going wrong. It's the South Carolina state's mandate on how everything is supposed to be handled 100% across the board by every company.
You know, if there ever was any time to read the fine print, you're turning over everything you own to somebody, to some company, this might be a real good time to read the fine print.
Yes, yes. I know it's like a broken record, but there's only 157 of us in the state.
Legal.
And, when you look online, look everywhere, you would think there's thousands of us. And I still, the 8:30 to 9:30 hour still happens just about every day. I'm getting calls where, my mover just called and said they weren't coming. They're punting me to the next day, or, hey, something came up and, we'll get to you next week if we can.
Wow.
And so,
how does that happen, man? Well, is this like you go to the airport to get on a plane? Well, maybe not now, but you used to, and maybe you will again one day. And you know, suddenly you got the gate attendant telling you, "Well, yeah, this flight's booked. Well, I got a ticket."
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it goes through. You do your online search. You know, you got that little icon right next to the top three. People are paying to be there, and a lot of times those are brokers. And you know, a broker might book your move, but if he can't find a moving company to actually run your move, you're SOL. And you know, they keep your deposit and they tell you to have a great day.
What?
Yeah.
We're talking broker now.
Yeah, talking broker. Well, I mean, I've seen local so-called, movers.
Well, how is that? How does that happen? I mean, you have put down a deposit on a service, and now they say, "Sorry, can't do it. Have a happy day, and I'm walking away with some wonderful parting gifts. Your down payment."
That just goes to, if you deal with a legal mover, you have recourse. If you're dealing with somebody who's not a licensed mover, you have no recourse. Then they're just betting that you won't go through the small claims court, because first you got to find them.
You got to do that, yeah.
If all they are is a website address, good luck.
The brokers, I know you've talked about them from time to time here on the program. And again, we're talking to Michael Nicholson, the co-owner of the Moving Squad here on the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands. These brokers, most of them, I'm guessing, are out of state.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
So as the consumer, are you at all protected by South Carolina's laws, rules, and regulations?
Not when you cross the state line, no, sir.
Okay, so it's the Wild Wild West then.
Yes, sir. You know, and that's why I just reiterate, do your homework. Better Business Bureau. Read reviews. Use your social media. Ask around. All of the legal guys in town, we've got our reputations. And I'm sure there's, ask and find out, mm-hmm. Go through our websites, are we local guys? I'm in Lexington, Tim's over behind the VA. We're here.
All right. Let's go back up a minute. We're talking about the website and the home inventory, checklist, but the section where you're okay.
Yes.
So people might be asking, all right, why is it important, Michael, that everything I've got here ahead of time to make an estimate? Because I'm just paying for a flat. It's not a flat rate.
No, and I will tell you, if anyone tells you they're giving you a flat rate price, immediately they're an illegal mover. There's not one moving company in the state of South Carolina that has a flat rate tariff, and that's with the Public Service Commission. None of us have one.
So is that because this is the way the state set it up, that you have to do by the hour here, or?
No, but to set up a flat rate tariff, honestly, as a moving company, you leave yourself wide open, mm-hmm. To either get taken advantage of or take advantage of a customer. Case in point, last week, one of the crews pulled up to a move, and the crew chief called me and said, "I need 100 boxes. Nothing's packed." And then, another crew chief, pulls up to a move that was slotted for 7 hours, and they're done in five because everything was ready to walk out the door. And you're going to penalize one and then not penalize the other. And so that's why you have to do it based on time or based on weight, because, had many customers, have, when I do the estimates, when I do the walkthroughs, they have every intention of being ready for my move day. But,
sure.
Life gets in the way.
Yeah.
Something happens and things change. And so I have to be able to adjust. But, you can't penalize someone who is ready versus not penalize someone who isn't.
Right, right. So it's by the hour, which again goes back to the importance we always say of, being prepared for your move.
Yes, sir.
Come moving day, because the better prepared you are, the less the move's going to cost you.
That's correct. And I will say, just on a little side note, everybody always forgets about the lamps.
The lamps.
The lamps do need to be boxed also.
Okay.
You take the lampshade and lanyard off, that goes into one box, and your base goes into another box. Good place for throw pillows, instead of using a lot of packing paper to pad those. You can put, 3 to 5 lamp bases inside of one extra large box.
Okay.
And then just make sure to label it accordingly. That way we know it's not a load-bearing box.
Right. That'd be kind of important.
Yes.
And that's on you as the as the consumer. I mean, if you put something into a box and don't specify what it is, and it winds up getting packed in a situation where there's other stuff on top of it, I mean, you as the mover, you got no way to know.
Correct.
Unless it's properly marked as such.
Yes, sir. I mean, outside of that, it's just when we lift it, we tell the weight. Right. But, you know, I mean, just being ready, you know, just. I know, you know, kiss, but you know, keep it simple,
stupid.
You know, but you know, just you know, you've worked so long for your items. You know, you've shopped for the deals. I remember the first suit. You know, my wife and I bought. You know, for the living room, for the bedrooms, and I mean, we had a lot of pride in that. And to just, you know, anyone off Craigslist, anyone off Thumbtack, you know, I mean, you're rolling the dice. And
have you come across a situation where you've been contacted by somebody who says, "I just got stood up"?
Oh yeah,
it happens all the time, almost every day. You say, but then you know, you look at your schedule and there's no way you can fit them in today. I know you try your best, but I mean, good luck. Go try to get a doctor's appointment today. Good luck with that, right? But you know, I envision the scenarios, and I'm sure this happens all the time, where you know somebody is, they've closed on their house, they have to be out today because the new homeowner is coming in tomorrow, and suddenly their mover dumps on them, and boy, you're in a sticky wicket there now. If you're the person that's got to get your stuff out of there for somebody else to move in the next day, because they got a mover lined up, you know, the house electricity is being turned on in their name, and so on and so forth. I mean, golly,
it certainly is a snowball effect as far as just seeing what's going on. But I mean, there's been times where I've just said, look, you know, I can get to you tomorrow morning. Reach out to your realtor, reach out to the closing attorney, reach out to your buyer, and just. You know, beg for more time and see if you get lucky.
Yeah.
It is certainly something to, you know, to be aware of and pay attention to. You know, moving the day before your closing, depending on when your closing is, you know, that gives you a peace of mind. And for me, you know, it's a very nominal overnight fee, which keeps my insurances engaged, you know, behind gates and under cameras. You know, moving is supposed to be stress-free. It's stress-free. It's a good time. It's a moving on to your new frontier. Just make it a good day. I guess I would end up with, you know, having it be a good day, having it be something that's joyous, that's fun. I mean, you know, you're retiring, you're downsizing, you know, you've got the family, you're upsizing your house, you know. Kids that you had bunked up in one room now going to have their own room. I mean, it's supposed to be some fun stuff, you know. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, Michael, because I always want to check in with you every couple of weeks and get the pulse because you got your finger right on it. I mean, we still selling homes move like crazy? I mean, people put them on the market and they're gone like that? Is that still the case?
Yes. I did an estimate actually Thursday this past week, and she was very curious when she was listing her house, and she told me within a day and a half she had 12 showings and 4 offers, and she had all cash, 5 above her ask. And
is this low interest rates that was driving this market right now?
I'm assuming so. Because you know, inventory
with everything else going on, that it would have been just the people would have been hunkered down. And
I would say, you know, she was in the good school district. You know, if you like to say, you know, it's one of the reasons I moved, you know, moved from where I was to where I am now. You know, you got to get, and it is funny. I'll take calls and they'll tell me they're going into 072, and I'm like, you're coming to the good side. You know, it's time.
Well, I mean, that's very real though. I mean, yes. That's what drives a lot of, and boy, if you live in a school district that's got a sterling reputation, then who knows how much more that makes, how much more valuable that makes your home. It's just a fact. It's a real estate fact.
It is.
All right, Michael, quickly, we got about a minute left here. Any tips for folks wanting to move on their own here? Off the top of your head?
Yeah, the main thing is planning. You know, planning. I always say, you know, take your move date and then back date from there. You know, so if you want to move on the 28th, you want a 6-week plan, you back up 6 weeks from there. You know, take one room a day, one room every other day. you know, have your emergency box. So therefore, when you do get to your new house, you're not searching for that set of silverware, or if you're a coffee drinker, the coffee pot or a coffee mug.
Or toothbrush.
Yeah, there you go.
Or toothbrush. The toilet paper.
Toilet paper. I was about to follow that one in there. But, you know, some paper plates. You know, if you're going to fast food it for a few days, then, you know, that's fine. But, you know, just, you know.
Be prepared.
Be prepared. And then, of course, if you're going to call your friends in, make sure their friends are going to show up for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get probably two or three a week that, hey, my friends didn't show up. Can I get labor-only help? You know, we're happy to help out when we can.
But you don't do it for a keg of beer.
No, sir, we do not.
All right. Michael Nicholson, The Moving Squad. How do folks get a hold of you guys?
The best way to get us is that beautiful phone number, 915-SQUAD. That's 803-915-7782. As always, the website, movingsquadscforsouthcarolina.com. And as always, ORSPSC is 9859.
Hey, you're proud of that. As well, you should be.
Oh, worked hard for that one.
All right. Michael Nicholson, good to see you, buddy.
Thanks, sir. God bless.
You, sir.